Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Tune in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about premarital investigations, what every woman should know before saying, I do. My guest today is a native of Dublin, Georgia. She graduated from Spelman College in Atlanta and received her Juris Doctorate from Tulane University School of Law in New Orleans, Louisiana, with a certification in sports law. Our guest was admitted to the Georgia Bar in November 2000. She is the owner and principal of Shana M. Rooks & Associates, LLC, located in Jonesboro, Georgia, a suburb of Atlanta. We are pleased and honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network of first-class business professionals, attorney Shana M. Rooks. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. With this gloomy day, I'm doing really good.
All right. Are you ready to talk about premarital investigations?
I would love to, yes.
Let's get right into it because we know you're extremely busy, okay?
Okay.
Attorney Rooks, you think the first thing a woman should know before saying I do is, has her fiancé ever been married? And if so, did he properly divorce the first wife? How often do people get married only to find out, sometimes many years after the wedding, that one party was never properly divorced?
Sparkplug, that's a wonderful question. It happens more times than we'd like to see. The problem is people go to court and they'll hear the judge say you're divorced, but until the judge actually signs the final judgment and decree saying they're divorced, they're not divorced. And there's a bride-to-be waiting out there in the wings, ready to get married, and they rush the situation often. In my practice, I've seen it more times than I like to admit, and what would happen is we'd have to do what's called an annulment for the second marriage. In one instance, I had a couple who had been married for about 15 years before they found out that the husband had not properly divorced his first wife before marrying the second wife. They were trying to go through an adoption agency to adopt a child, and the adoption agency was the one who actually caught the misnomer. He hired our firm, and we did an annulment for the second marriage. Now, he's lost all those 15 years that he's gained with that wife, the property that they acquired together. It was not acquired as a married couple, so it happens. So my advice would be wait. Hire us if you don't know what to do, and we'll do it for you. But there are ways to find out if the document has been signed, giving that gentleman or that woman a divorce so that he or she could properly move on to the second marriage.
Well, you also believe that every woman should know beforehand if her groom-to-be has any children and if he has an obligation to pay child support for any of the children. Tell our listeners about the problems that lie ahead if they move forward with the wedding without knowing the details about this up front.
One of the benefits that a lot of couples like when they get married is filing for taxes together, married filing jointly. What happens is if a husband has, or a wife for that matter, has a child support obligation and they fail to meet that obligation, there's a thing called tax intercept. So let's say they file together and one party is expecting to get a tax refund. If they are filing jointly and one party owes taxes, unless they've contacted the IRS and gotten that straightened out, those taxes are going to be taken to satisfy the child support obligation. So you need to ask questions. You need to be very diligent about it. We've discovered in our investigation during the course of marriages, husbands have fathered children, and they're paying child support obligations during the course of their marriage, and their spouses not know about it. So that's another thing that happens. You just kind of need to know. You need to do your research, and you need to ask the right questions. But the major issue that happens is that the taxes are taken by the government.
How can a woman find out if her fiancé has ever been accused of domestic violence or arrested and convicted of it without asking him directly? Or do you think this is something that she must ask him face-to-face?
It's always great to ask face-to-face, but we often know the answer is not going to be coming directly from him. Hire our firm. We'll do the premarital investigations for you. You can always take some time. If you don't want to hire us to do it, you can take some time and investigate it yourself by contacting counties where you believe that he's lived or he's had some involvement in to see if there's anything on him regarding domestic violence charges or what we call TPOs, the temporary protective orders, or family violence orders. There are ways to find out. We've done it in our practice. In fact, there was one occasion where a woman, she was engaged, she was about to get married. She gave us a gentleman's information. It was very easy to find that his prior spouse had accused him of domestic violence, and that was the reason that led to their divorce. She did not know that going into the engagement, and I can say that the marriage never happened. So do your homework.
Well, what is the best way to verify that a man has what he says he has, i.e. degree, profession, background, assets, property, or debts? How can a woman find out if he's telling the truth?
We have innovative software. We have private investigators that we utilize that they are able to track this information down. Degrees, professions, backgrounds, assets, property, debt. That's important to know. The assets and debts, especially if you are entering into what we call prenuptial agreements, you have to properly disclose what your debts and assets are. So the prenups are binding. And if they've not done that, then after divorce, which we found to have happened, those prenups can be set aside for not properly disclosing what the assets and debts are. So the best thing to do if you do not want to do it on your own, if you do not want the anguish of doing it, hire our firm to do it. We have the expertise to do it, and we've been very successful in finding the assets, debts, professional degrees, or lack thereof, of the grooms to be.
Well, let's talk about that a minute. Premarital investigations. How long has it been around? What exactly is premarital investigations?
Well, premarital investigations have been around for as long as I know, and women do them themselves. Men do them themselves. We now have a niche of doing it, and people pay us for doing it. You know, it's called snooping, but if you're going to enter into marriage, if you're going to commit yourself to this individual, you need to know that they're telling you the truth. You need to know that they're being honest and straightforward with you. So people have done it on their own, but we've made it a part of our practice, and we've been very successful at it.
A bride-to-be should know if her fiancé is currently involved in another relationship with someone else while he is planning to marry her. Well, why is it this question asked more often early on in relationships?
You know, the truth is a lot of people just don't want to know. People enter into relationships at different phases of their lives, and it's convenient to be in a relationship and not want to know the answer that's, you know, in the back of their minds. But if I would employ them, if they're going to go the step to getting married, then you need to find that out. And I hate to admit this, but I don't know how many people have come to consult with me that said, you know, my husband married me. He had a fiance the day of our marriage. He had a child around the time we got married. It happens more times than, you know, we'd like to see. So you got to ask the questions. And if you have some doubt in your spirit, then there's a doubt that you need to have checked out. So people don't ask because they really don't want to know. But if you're sincere about having a wonderful marriage, a wonderful life, please, I implore you to do your homework and do the investigation or hire us to do it for you.
Well, why is it so important to know the government name and how it is spelled of the groom-to-be?
That's a very interesting question. Well, the name itself is important. We have people who come to us and ask us to investigate, and they've not given us the proper name because they don't know it. So we can't really give them the advice or the information that they want because they don't really know the gentleman's name. I just consulted with a young lady last week who is about to marry her child's father, and she learned that the child's father has gone by aliases, and one of the aliases that he used, she used to on the birth certificate, and now the child carries a name that doesn't legally belong to the baby's father. So for all intents and purposes, know who you're marrying. If you're going to take on this person's name, know who it is. And if you're going to give your child a name, go ahead and, you know who you're having sex with in the first place. We had to do a name change for this woman. It was very costly. If she had just, you know, done some homework in the beginning, she would have known that. So just do the homework and be willing to do it.
Attorney Rooks, what would be your advice to a lot of the men out here trying to get away with this kind of trickery today?
There's a way to document everything, and there's a paper trail for most of everything, especially with our technology today. You're going to be found out. And it's not just the men. There are women who are, you know, up to trickery as well. So with our technology, Facebook, everybody wants to put everything on Facebook and MySpace and all of those things. You know, be honest, a lot of people will accept the truth better than they can accept a lie. So I always say, just be honest. You limit my choices by not telling me the truth. You don't know what I would agree to or what I will accept if you don't allow me that opportunity to tell you that. So just be honest.
This is a very hot topic, and we do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to share a lot of this insight with our listeners. Speaking of trickery and untruths, what's the biggest trick out there that a man or woman is trying to play on each other today?
I would say there are a lot of people who do not go into the relationship expecting the same things. And instead of being yourself in the relationship, a lot of times they are trying to be what the other person expects or wants them to be. That's dishonest as well. So be yourself. So I would say that's the biggest trickery. You're not being honest about who you are initially when you meet a person. One of my favorite quotes from Maya Angelou is, when a person shows you who they are the first time, believe them. So, yeah, just be honest.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know before saying I do?
Just be prayerful and be steadfast. And if you have any doubts in your mind, I have a website, www.shanarookslaw.com. You can contact us, come in for a consultation. We'd be more than willing to sit down and talk to you about your options before saying I do.
Finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
770-473-1989. And again, my website is www.shanarookslaw.com.
Well, attorney Shana M. Rooks, owner and principal of Shana M. Rooks & Associates in Jonesboro, Georgia, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, for having me on this morning.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like attorney Shana M. Rooks. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. For more information about our guest, visit her website at shanarookslaw.com or give her a call at 770-473-1989. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.